I was able to indicate that we've had really good discussions with the University of Maryland Medical System in St. Joseph's in Towson, and we are looking forward to maintaining St. Joseph's as a Catholic hospital.
Through this entire buyout merger procedure, why was it important that that remain that part of the hospital? Why was it important that it keep its religious affiliation?
Well, I think that the St. Joseph Hospital has always been a part of the community and also part of the Catholic community. And Catholic health care includes a great love for the poor and those in need and the uninsured. It includes also a kind of a special ethos of compassion that arises out of faith. And it also includes a great respect for the dignity of the human person from the moment of conception until natural death in the kind of medical protocols that are practiced. And so it's a whole Catholic culture. And I think a lot of people find that to be of enormous comfort when they are facing hospitalization or serious illness.
Was there any point in your discussions with the University of Maryland Medical System that if this was not going to happen and you were not going to be able to continue the Catholic tradition?
What I think is that there was a learning curve for both, for three parties, for the hospital systems involved and for myself, because I had to come to know a little bit more about everything, because I'm still kind of new, and then also for the University of Maryland Medical System. I think we all had to kind of get to know one another and to understand really as clearly as we could the objective that we were striving for. And so I think it was more of a learning experience.
Now, because the University of Maryland Medical System is not affiliated with a religion, is there anything that has to happen before this can be final? I mean, does it take anything from Rome?
Yes, it does. But it does. We have to get approval for this from Rome. I don't anticipate any difficulty there. And certainly I will be supporting this. So I think this has come to a very good point.
Archbishop Laurie, with given the history of what's happened with Dr. Madej and the stents and the lawsuits, can St. Joseph Medical Center change its reputation now that it has this merger with University of Maryland? And do you think that's even possible, that it can get back to where it was?
All of those episodes preceded me in time. I think that there are many, many fine medical professionals at St. Joseph's, and I would hope that their great abilities and their great dedication and all would really become clear now, and that this partnership, I think, promises to open up a bright new chapter for St. Joseph's, and that's certainly what I'm hoping and praying for.
Ask you one more thing real quick. How important do you think it is that hospitals still have a religious affiliation of any kind, but in particular of a Catholic faith?
Oh, I think it's very important that there be faith-based hospitals. Actually, 1 in 6 is faith-based, meaning that the Catholic Church, which is the largest operator of hospitals, makes an enormous contribution to the whole healthcare infrastructure of the United States. But, you know, we're not, as human beings, compartments. We're whole persons, body, mind, and spirit. And so particularly when you're facing serious illness or a loved one is facing serious illness, how important that the spiritual, the ethical, and the medical all be there together. And that's what a Catholic hospital offers, and that's why I'm a great fan of Catholic hospitals.